Welcome to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. On today's show, we're going to learn about Minnesota's own Veterans for Veterans and meet some of the organizations that they've helped. But first, it's time for Generally Speaking, a weekly message from the Adjutant General of the Minnesota National Guard, Major General Rick Nash.
More than 100 Minnesota cities, counties, corporations, and colleges have been designated as Yellow Ribbon entities throughout Minnesota. Perhaps you've seen signs welcoming you into Yellow Ribbon communities. These great towns and company have modeled exceptional commitment to our service members and their families. I frequently receive feedback from families of service members across Minnesota who have received support in the form of lawn care, child care, meals, car repair, household chores, and tutoring coordinated by their neighbors. Yellow Ribbon networks have all demonstrated willingness to aid military families in many of these ways. I have heard of experienced business leaders who have stepped forward to assist families with budgeting and investment assistance. Yellow Ribbon networks, businesses, and communities have committed to ensuring that returning veterans have mentors to assist in finding employment that will build on the strong leadership skills they develop during a deployment. And of course, our Yellow Ribbon networks across Minnesota are always involved in the send-offs or return of our service members. We appreciate your visible sign of support on these very emotional days. Be a part of something big and learn how you can link in with your city or town's Yellow Ribbon network or start one in your community. Find out more at beyondayellowribbon.org.
Thank you, General Nash. For more information, please go to minnesotamilitaryradio.com. Joining me now from the Minnesota Veteran for Veteran Trust Fund is Don Pancake and Alex Bacham. Gentlemen, welcome to Minnesota Military Radio.
Good morning, Tom.
Thanks, Tom.
Commander, it's been a while since you've been on the show, but you're the past department commander of the American Legion, and we had you on the show quite a few times that year. It was a busy year, wasn't it?
2012-13, Tom. My wife said goodbye, and when I got all done, she was glad to see me back home again.
Well, it's a good thing she didn't change the locks, Don.
Yeah, I come close a couple times.
We want to talk today about the Minnesota Veteran for Veteran Trust Fund, and I think we'll start with the Board of Directors is pretty interesting. This fund was created by an act of the state legislature, and your board is made up of two parties from each of four different organizations. Can you tell us about that?
Yes, Tom, the V4V was established in 2006, and like you'd said, it's by a statute of the legislature upon the sale of the Big Island Lake on Lake Minnetonka. It was actually called the Big Island Veterans Camp on Lake Minnetonka. The camp was sold to the city of Arno for $5.7 million. And if after everything was done and the fees, and it was $5.3 million went into the fund. And at that time, the fund was named the Minnesota Veterans for Veterans Trust Fund. And it has two directors. Two board members are on the board of directors, one from the American Legion, one from the DAV, one from the Military Order of the Purple Heart, and two from the VFW. So we have eight board members, plus the Commissioner of Veterans Affairs, and our host bank, U.S. Bank, sits in at our meetings.
And Don, what's the mission? What did the legislature tell you to use the funds for, or the interest or income on the funds?
The mission statement of the Veterans for Veterans Trust Fund is we award grants to improve the lives of Minnesota veterans and their families. The board members of the Minnesota Veterans for Veterans Trust Fund believe that veterans are an asset to the society. Many people don't realize in the state of Minnesota, and I think our legislature and senators are one of them, that the veterans put $2.3 billion into the Minnesota economy every year. And so the veteran community is extremely important to us. And our mission is to serve them as they have served us by supporting with grants organizations that empower them and integrate the successfully into civilian life.
Thanks, Don. And Alec, what's your position? What's your relationship with the Minnesota Veterans for Veterans Trust Fund?
Yeah, so I have the pleasure of being their grants manager and kind of chief cook and bottle washer. So all of the gophering also gets done. But I also do things like tracking the grants and grant analysis.
And can you give us a little summary? What has the V4V done since its inception?
Sure. So this is actually pretty incredible. So in just a short 10 years, they've served you know, well over 10,000 veterans and their families, $1.7 million in grants, over 130 unique grants. They've done everything from mental health, so HIPAA therapy, service animals, even into art therapy. They've also helped homeless vets or vets in financial crisis, so grants to MACV, who we'll talk to later, but also to the Minnesota Military Family Foundation for direct assistance. And then also recently, two things that we're excited about. We've really launched into end-of-life care, making sure that veterans and their family have dignity at the end of life. And so we've partnered with J.A. Weedham over at Alina with a matching program for funds there. And then also Vine, which is an organization out of Mankato, to do some things around adult day services, making sure that those organizations that say to us, we want to focus on veterans and we want to ramp up our veterans programming, that we say, yeah, do that, and here's the funds to do it.
And Alex, part of the trick here is with your help and that help, and the help of U.S. Bank, you're trying to hold the principal together and create some earnings and use the earnings to take care of the grant. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And so the board has given out $1.7 million, but they still have that principal core intact. And really what they've done is built an infrastructure not only for review and due diligence of grant management, but also connectiveness between organizations, all while safeguarding that principle.
Don, it looks like based on the first 10 years that you're planning on being around for a long time and creating a lot more grants going forward.
Oh, it's, you know, we really guard, and, you know, like Alex said, we've given out $1.7 million in grants and still have $5.3 million, which we started with. But, you know, we enjoy doing things like the outreach at the veteran Camp Ripley, the veterans outdoor, the turkey hunts, the deer hunts, the fishing events. And we gave them $90,000 over a period of 3 years, $30,000 a year to fund those. And we bought them deer stands for handicapped veterans. And we just love doing those type of things.
And we're going to get into that a little deeper in the third segment. We've got a special guest from Camp Ripley in with us. And in the second segment, we've got another special guest to talk about MACV, the Minnesota Assistance Council for Veterans. So we'll get into some of that stuff. Don, what does the board see for the Minnesota Veteran for Veterans role played in the community?
Well, everything we do is related to the veteran in the community, especially like Alex mentioned, our end of care service. That's a new one with us, and we've written grants even to a company that provides urns and free to the veterans and the caregivers, the Vine down in Mankato, which provides buses. We provide the bus transportation to go to games. Mental health, we have a number of grants that we did on mental health and things like that. So, I mean, the list really goes on and on and on. Bought buses for the Minnesota Veterans Home and transport veterans up in northwestern Minnesota down to a central location. So it's a long list, Tom. It's a
Don,
long
list. You were supposed to settle down when you got done being the department commander, but it sounds like you're still pretty busy.
We try to stay busy.
Alex, I want to come to you. How do people apply for the grants, and where's the website?
Sure. So it's mnv4v.org, and there's a couple of places they all say apply. So click on apply, look at our focus areas. Don mentioned quite a few of them. Take a look at those, and then it's an online application. You'll also have my contact information there, and you can always email me if you have any issues with the application form itself. But it's a relatively simple four-page application.
And does that website explain the criteria, who's eligible for these grants?
It sure does. So that's a big thing. It is nonprofit organizations. So unfortunately, we're not able to do grants to individuals, but we certainly give grants to organizations that serve individuals.
So if there's an organization out there that's a 501c3 nonprofit, that's the first part of the eligibility, so they can go to the website, read through all the information there, and process a grant a request.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So as long as you're a qualified nonprofit, and then it's more about the focus area and impact and what your reach is. Yep.
And Don, you and the board meet periodically to review all these grants.
We try to meet every month, but if we have no grant applications come in, then we don't have to meet. But right now, it seems like every month we have grants coming in, and it's sometimes two or three. So, yes, we do.
Don, sounds like you're doing some great work over there with the Minnesota Veterans for Veterans Trust Fund. We have to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to have a special guest here from the MACV, Minnesota Assistance Council for Veterans. This is Minnesota Military Radio. Please stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons, and we've been talking to Don Pancake, who's the former department commander of the American Legion and now board member of the Minnesota Veteran for Veteran Trust Fund. And joining us in the studio now is Major General Neil Lloyd-Holt in his capacity as president of MACV, the Minnesota Assistance Council for Veterans. General, welcome back to the studio.
Tom, thanks for having me back again. And I should say congratulations. I think you're up another three stations in reach since I was here last time, so well done.
Well, we're up to over 40 stations and probably a quarter million listeners every weekend, sir, and we're telling a lot of good stories, like all the good work that Veterans for Veterans do. But before we get back to that and how they've supported you, I just wanted to read this about your mission at MACV. It says your mission there is to provide assistance throughout Minnesota to positively motivated veterans and their families who are homeless or experiencing other life crises. MACV accomplishes its mission by providing services directly or in collaboration with other service agencies. And, General, we're here today to talk a little bit about the Minnesota Veteran for Veteran Trust Fund. And, Don, I understand that over the years you have contributed through Minnesota V for V $160,000 to help our homeless veterans.
Yes, sir. Yes, we have, Tom. And the reason we do it is because MACV has such a long track record of success, and it's a broad reach into the whole state. And where the veterans need help, they seem to know where it is. And that exactly fits in right into our mission statement. It's something that we're proud of to be able to do.
In general, I understand that recently you just took over as president and CEO of MACV. After you finished up your tour as a commander of the division commander over at the Red Bulls, are you getting into it, into all the details, sir? Are you catching up with all the good work MACV does?
I think I'm into the details, Tom. I'm not sure I've caught up to anything yet. It's a learning process in the beginning, and the best leaders take the time that they can to try to figure out the organization. And I'm so fortunate that MACV is as strong as it is, so that there's no requirement for immediate change, and so it's allowed me an opportunity to build relationships and do some good outreach like this and participate on a show like we're doing here today with Commander Pancake and the great organization that he's a part of.
General, I think we've talked a lot about veteran homelessness on this show over the last 6.5 years, but a lot of our listeners think about those veterans that are homeless, and I think you can give us some numbers on that, but a bigger part of your mission is to prevent veterans from becoming homeless.
Yes, in fact, you're correct, Tom. We can do a much better job if we can get to the left of homelessness on the continuum and spend and apply our resources at a point in time where we can keep veterans from becoming homeless. You know, when I think of V for V's value set, inherent respect for all veterans and their families and caregivers and those committed to serving veterans, that fits perfectly with what we do. And we take the funding that comes from that great organization. We use it to do things literally like buy tanks of LP gas for people in rural communities in the winter so that they don't miss their house payments and lose their homes, and fix cars for those that have long commutes and need that to keep their jobs. And in some cases, we actually pay for a month's rent, perhaps when someone is laid off over the holiday season, to try to keep them in a good, solid housing situation.
In general, I understand there's kind of two sides to this. Once a veteran is homeless, you've got some federal funds that help you with that. But when they're just having trouble and maybe going spiraling down, do you use private donations to try to help with that part of the mission?
That's what we use our private donations for, Tom. As is probably appropriate because it's taxpayer money, the monies that we get from the VA are tightly regulated for currently homeless or about to be homeless veterans. We're also the fortunate beneficiaries of some funding from the state legislature that we get through the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, which opens the window up a little bit, but is still required to be applied as we approach the homelessness situation. And then we can use our private funding, for which V for V has been so very generous over the last number of years, to do more of the outreach.
Now, Don, you've approved a number of grants for MACV over the years. Can you tell us a little bit about what they were approved for?
Well,
Tom, the grants have been approved for a variety of uses. MACV is one of the few organizations that gets general operations grants from us. because their mission is so broad-reaching, we have a lot of faith that they're going to put the dollars where they're most needed. But more specifically, we've also given grants for outreach efforts, so identifying near homeless or homeless veterans and getting them services, and then also crisis prevention. So we've given different types of grants to them, but through their whole spectrum.
And I should tell you, Tom.
Thanks, Alex.
We do try to apply those funds in a manner so that we can talk to people about where the funding came from and how it's helping us. And one of the conversations we've been having is, you know, some future initiatives that we might use V4V funding for, such as a web page redesign relative to the potential for. And this might seem interesting, but we think it has some possibilities to be successful for a virtual stand down. We know our younger veterans, our millennial veterans, a number of them exist only online, and this could be a way for us to partner with V4V. We have used their funds to support our Vet Law program. As I mentioned to you, as you move down that continuum of homelessness, usually in there is a challenge, a legal challenge that might prevent you from getting normal landlord assistance or a job, such as an eviction notice or challenges with your family. So we use it that way as well. We have some other thoughts. We are short inventory for family housing in the metro area, so perhaps we could use V4V funding to rehab one of our existing male houses to be a family house or a female veteran house, where we're also short funding. But that would allow us to satisfy, you know, another of the V4V value set, which is transparency and accountability. We want to be good stewards of the resource, and we want to be able to show our funders exactly what we use their money for.
Don, sounds like MACV is a very good use of some of your funds, and it fits right in with your mission, doesn't it?
It absolutely does. It our mission statement, and the MACV has always been one. Another one that is one that we're proud of is the Minnesota Military Family Assistance Program. We like doing that one too, and that's kind of another thing that falls into our mission statement. So it all comes together under what we can use our trust fund money for.
In general, as we talked about in the first segment, the Minnesota Assistance Council for Veterans is also a nonprofit organization, correct?
It is.
And therefore, you met the first eligibility requirement for Veterans for Veterans. All right, Alex, one more time. If people want to get have the ability to apply for a grant, where do they go and how do they do it?
Sure. It's mnv4v.org. And then you'll see on the landing page an Apply Now link. Follow that through, and you'll get to the application.
mnv4v.org. And, General, if our listeners want to help MACV in any way, how do they get a hold of you, sir?
They should go to our webpage as well, Tom, at mac-v.org.
And, sir, we've been talking about federal funding and some donations. Do you look for volunteers as well?
We do, and you can volunteer through that page. Most people that are familiar with our organization know that we put on a very large veteran stand down in August, a 2 to 3 day operation. That's where the large percentage of our volunteers are at, and they fulfill all the functions.
And, sir, you have a series of stand downs all over the state throughout the year, don't you?
We do. We have 10 throughout the state. In fact, our Rochester stand down is coming up next week. We just had one in Brainerd and further north.
So for those stand-downs, there are corporate sponsors and individual sponsors that help bring in some items that you give out to some of the veterans. And, of course, you need some donations. And everywhere you go for those stand-downs, as you said, you need some volunteers.
Right. We keep our in-kind donations here in the metro area as our distribution base and then push it out to the regions when they need it. We also are closely partnered with the Minnesota Department of Veteran Affairs and their county veteran service officers who serve the areas, the geographical areas where we have our stand-downs, Tom.
And at those stand-downs, you usually have some personnel from the Minneapolis VA healthcare system as well, right, sir?
We always have the healthcare representative there because that's one of the greatest needs for our homeless veterans.
So they can talk to them on site, and you've got some people there from the legal system in case they've got some kind of a problem that has caused the homelessness. You can help try to cure that right away. And of course, you hand out clothing and give haircuts and those stand-downs are a tremendous opportunity for our homeless veterans, aren't they?
They are, Tom, but not just for our homeless veterans. We invite all the veterans from the area to to attend the stand down. There might be some service that they're missing as well. But we also know this. That's the outreach tool that makes us primarily successful in finding all of the homeless veterans so that it's not just isolated to the folks on our team, but it's everybody in the community. Because when the community looks after their veterans, homeless or not, the veterans do better and the community does better. You know, Commander Pancake said at the beginning, veterans are an asset to society. We believe that. We know that to be true. And we want to be part of promoting that as much as possible.
Sir, you've taken on a big job as President and CEO of MACV, and we wish you all the best. And Don, we're very happy to report to our listeners that you've been supporting MACV, and let's get all those veterans off the streets, right?
You betcha, Tom.
All right, gentlemen, we have to take a short break. General, thanks for visiting with us today. When we come back, we're going to have a special guest from Camp Ripley to talk about how the Veterans for Veterans has supported hunting and fishing. This is Minnesota Military Radio. Please stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. We've been talking today about the Minnesota Veterans for Veterans Trust Fund. And our special co-host for the show is Don Pancake, who is a member of the board of directors. And, of course, he's a past department commander of the American Legion. And, Don, you've done a great job on the board of Veterans for Veterans, along with all your other board members, of supporting a lot of groups. And, of course, we learned about how you supported MACV in the last segment. And in this segment, we want to talk about some special support you've provided up at Camp Ripley. And joining us now is the garrison commander from Camp Ripley, Colonel Scott St. Salver. Colonel, welcome back to the show.
Hi, Tom. Hi, Don. How's everything going?
Absolutely great, Tom.
Colonel, we've talked before, a little background on that facility. It's a state facility with, was it 53,000 acres?
Yep, you bet. 53,000 acres, 18.5 miles long, 5.5 miles wide, you know, 18.5 miles of the Mississippi River, an incredible ecological resource as well as training site for the Minnesota Army and Air National Guard.
And it's also used by a lot of other departments in Minnesota, such as the Highway Patrol.
Absolutely. It's a state-owned facility, so we're state-owned. That ground is all state-owned, and we offer a lot of training for law enforcement, and we have a lot of conferencing ability for all of our state agencies. And that's really how we do our total mission. You know, I always talk about the total mission at Camp Ripley being our federal mission, which everybody knows, training soldiers. But our state mission, and that is ensuring that we protect the property and citizenry at the call of the governor and make sure we are available for our state agencies. And then, of course, our community mission, which is what we do with groups like V4V.
And something that's really important in Minnesota is the Minnesota Department of Transportation goes up there each fall and they practice their snow plowing.
They sure do. And it's, as we've talked many times, it's just one of the most impressive things if you've never seen it before, because they, you know, we all as Minnesotans assume that all of our employees know how to drive snow plows, and that's simply not true. Everybody gets a chance, and they have a program that teaches those folks that work for our Department of Transportation how to run those big plows in the winter and keep us safe on the highways, and that's just another piece of what we do.
And, Colonel, on the softer side of Camp Ripley, you've got the summer youth camps coming up.
Yeah, sure do. Have a full summer training schedule as well as our youth camp this fall. And, you know, we have the National Best Warrior Competition this year. So all of the best soldiers of the National Guard will be converging on Camp Ripley to go through a number of events to determine who the best soldiers we have are.
And, Colonel, my co-host on the show today is Don Pancake, and you've known him for years, I think, because our veteran service organizations frequent Camp Ripley quite often.
Absolutely. Don and I go way back, and obviously their support and the American Legion support, all of the service orgs, the VFW, the Order of the Purple Heart, the Paralyzed Veterans. I mean, I can go on and on for every one of those organizations. They support Camp Ripley, and any time we ask for help from our service organizations, they're there.
And, sir, there are a lot of hunting and fishing events throughout the year.
There sure are. I mean, they've gone on for a long time. Our base was our deer hunts. Everybody is very aware of what we did for disabled veterans. But more importantly, we've added turkey hunting. We've added the opportunity to go fishing. And V4V has been a critical part of that expansion. I'm a big believer in getting veterans and service members currently serving together out in the outdoors. It's what makes us Minnesotans. And if I didn't have organizations like V4V, it would be simply impossible.
Don, you've spent quite a bit of time up at Camp Ripley, but your organization, Veterans for Veterans, your trust fund, has just done something really special to help with the hunting and fishing. Can you tell us about it?
Tom, they came to us. The veterans organizations came to us. They said there was a need. We needed to bring all the veterans up for both the turkey hunt, the fishing for troops, the deer hunt, but we needed to provide lodging. And so what we did is we presented a grant for a three-year grant for $90,000, $30,000 a year to cover for the lodging expenses for those veterans to come up and go to those activities at Camp Ripley and Veterans on the Lake. So we covered two bases with it, and we're so proud of that. We see it all as we went up and talked with those veterans at the turkey hunt, and those guys just beam up there. They have a great time. Wheelchair veterans shooting a turkey. Wheelchair veterans shooting a deer. It's just awesome.
Colonel, as Garrison Commander, you're working with budgets every year for your military side, but for all these hunting and fishing events that are held up there, they've got the same kind of issues. They have to figure out how to pay the bills.
Absolutely. And what Don just highlighted is exactly that. You know, V4V does not get enough credit for being the funding arm that helps the veteran service organizations and all of our soldiers be able to pull off these events, because the logistics is the hardest part. It's always a challenge to get veterans and to get soldiers involved. But think about what he just said. We're bringing veterans of any service of any era. So World War II veterans that might be wheelchair bound, or Vietnam veterans that need special needs in their lodging and how to take care of them. All of this money that's provided is what allows us to get those Minnesotans back in the field. And getting those Minnesotans back in the field, you should see their face. It doesn't matter if they're hunting. It doesn't matter if they're fishing. Just getting them outdoors, they light up. For some of those veterans, it's the only time they get outside anymore. And I just, it's the best programs that I've been involved with in my career. And it could not be done if it wasn't for organizations like V4V.
Don, sounds like you've hit your mission right on again, getting some of our veterans that are housebound and can't get out and maybe thought they could never fish or hunt again, getting them out there and providing some funds so they can get in the outdoors and breathe some fresh air. You've really done a great job.
Tom, thank you. It's our mission statement. It's what we do.
And Colonel, what's coming up next up at Camp Ripley?
Well, we've got the Trolling for Troops coming up June 1 and 2, so we're just getting everything together for that. And of course, we'll have about 45 professional guides, both on the Mississippi River and out on Mille Lacs Lake. We'll get those veterans teamed up. And what I do, and you know, my piece of that program is that I'm a big believer, as I said earlier, in using that outdoor recreation for healing. So I'm going to put a currently serving soldier with a service member of any era in every service. And it's the conversations that come out of those engagements together that make friends for life, not only, but it helps them heal. And it helps them tell the stories that they maybe wouldn't tell somebody they don't trust. It helps that guide, that volunteer, understand more about what veterans' issues are and what they've gone through. And it's an amazing thing. And, you know, if I can mention as well, it's not just our programs that the V4Vs helped out with. They gave us $17,000 when we built our hangar conference centers where we hold these events. And when we held these events at those, everything in the electronics area there that we can present is because of V4V to add us with that program. Our Minnesota Military Museum's on Camp Ripley. On Camp Ripley. $43,000 they provided to our Minnesota Military Museum. And if you've not seen our military museum at Camp Ripley, it is simply worth the trip to see that, because it is an amazing facility.
Don, we've got quite a facility, Camp Ripley, a state asset up in the middle, up towards Brainerd. And you've been up there a lot, so that you're pretty familiar with it, but you've helped out the museum, you've helped out the new training center, you've helped out for the hunting and fishing. Your organization has done a tremendous job in partnership with Colonel St. Sauveur.
Oh, well, yes, Tom, we do what we can, and, you know, we're limited. We try to keep our spending within what we do on the interest on our money, but you know, I think one of the greatest things about going up to Ripley is watching those rookie state troopers up there training. And, you know, you just keep thinking, boy, you know, you don't look so good right now, but I think in the future when you guys get that cap on, you're going to be sharp.
And Colonel, I think you just graduated a whole new class of them, didn't you?
Yeah, we just did. Yeah, absolutely. This weekend, or yesterday maybe, or today. It's real close. And love those courses. You know, when we talk about state agencies, the DNR enforcement office is up there. Their rookie school is at Camp Ripley. So all those new conservation officers that do that work, all of our state patrolmen, all the in-services for our state patrolmen are there every year. And so it's just an ongoing turn of events in public safety and service that Camp Ripley is all about. And having the outdoor programs is just an added piece of that, obviously. And I just cannot thank every day the Veterans Service Officers, the Veterans Service Organizations, the American Legions, the VFW, the DAV, you know, V for V as a funding branch of that arm. It's just, it's impossible to do it without these volunteers. And they step up. They'd never forget their service. They never forget where they came from, and they're always willing to help their brothers and sisters of arms.
Colonel, we've said this before. I think you got the best job in the Minnesota National Guard, and what a great facility up there. And I want to especially thank you for joining us again today on Minnesota Military Radio.
It's my honor. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. And Don, we're going to take a short break. When we come back, I want to get Alex back in here, and we're going to review a few more things that Veterans for Veterans Trust Fund does, and we're going to talk about our county veteran service officers. This is Minnesota Military Radio. Please stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons, and we've been talking today with the Minnesota Veteran for Veteran Trust Fund. We're going to get back to that in just a moment, but now it's time for the Commissioner's Corner, a weekly update from the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs. Now here's Commissioner Larry Shalito.
This weekend, we will be celebrating Armed Forces Day. America's men and women in uniform perform their duties with the utmost dignity, honor, and professionalism. Durable and sustainable peace is only possible by the efforts of the armed forces, both past and present, and their families. Our armed forces are also parents, spouses, partners, sons, and daughters. Members of the armed forces are forging a better future for our nation and the world. The freedoms we enjoy today would not be possible without their bravery, pride, courage, and sacrifice. I thank our armed forces for keeping America strong and secure.
Thank you, Commissioner Shalito. For more information, please go to MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com. Now, once again, in the studio, we have Don Pancake and Alex Bacham. Don is the past department commander of the American Legion and a current board member of the Minnesota Veteran for Veteran Trust Fund. And Alex works for U.S. Bank and helps the board invest those funds and process grant requests and do all those things. And Don, we just heard a message from Commissioner Shalito. He's a big part of your what you do at Minnesota Veterans for Veterans as well.
Oh, yes, he is, Tom. Every grant that we do, when we get done with it, it goes across the commissioner's desk and he signs it. And Larry has just been a wonderful person to work with on the board and gives us insight on grants, and he does a great job.
And, of course, he's a retired general, was the adjutant general for 7 years, and now he's been the commissioner of the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs for quite a few years. And you have the privilege to have him come out to your board meeting quite often and get to spend some time with the commissioner. That's fun, isn't it?
It is. It is. And he's just so much knowledge. I mean, you know, he'll bring up a topic during our meeting that just brings a whole new view into what the decisions we have to make.
Gentlemen, we've got another guest on the phone, and that is the president of the Minnesota Association of County Veteran Service Officers and the Fillmore County Veteran Service Officer, Jason Marquardt. Jason, welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio.
Thanks again, Tom.
Jason, we want to talk a little bit about how your county veteran service officers have benefited from some grant money from the Minnesota Veteran for Veterans Trust. But first, I want to ask you a little bit about veterans in Minnesota. If they have any issues, if they have any issues related to their time in service, if they need some resources and need some help, the first place for them to go is to visit their county veteran service officer.
That's right. You know, we should be a veteran's first stop, so we can help them and guide them through the process, whether it's the federal Veterans Affairs or even different state programs through Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs. You know, we're kind of the frontline infantry soldiers to help those veterans navigate.
And you've got county veteran service officers in every county?
Yep, all 87 counties have a county veteran service officer, and they all do a great job.
So for our listeners out there, if you're a veteran, go find your discharge certificate, your DD-214, and go visit your county veteran service officer. You may not need them today, but you may need them down the road, or your family might need them. So that's your first stop. If for anything veteran, go see your county veteran service officer. Now, Jason, I wanted to ask, go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, even with that DD-214, the veteran could come see us, and we can help them obtain that, too, if they don't have it.
All right, so don't let that slow you down. Go see your county veteran service officer, and if they aren't close, they usually hang out around the city seat or the courthouse. You can always go see a county veteran service officer in any county. You don't have to go in yours, do you?
Nope, you do not.
All right, now I want to talk a little bit about you and your interaction with Minnesota Veterans for Veterans Trust. And Don, can you tell us how you got involved with County Veteran Service Officers?
Well, of course, the County Veteran Service Officer is the first line between the veteran and an assistant. And a lot of the veterans need communication, they need transportation back to the go to the VAs and get to the VA medical centers. And so what we did is we sent out a letter to the county veteran service officers asking who in the next 2 years thought they might be buying new vans to transport veterans. And so what we did is came up with a list, and we wrote a grant for $60,000 over the next 2 years. And what that grant does is it provides $4,000 to a county that needs a van, and if they raise their funds for the van, we will provide the last $4,000 of that grant. So we know that our money is going to finish it up and get them their van. A lot of counties don't have it. They have the financial support, but there's a lot of counties that don't have that financial support, and that's where the V4V wants to spearhead that and provide that.
Jason, I'll bet that last $4,000 per van is pretty important in some counties.
It is very important, especially with counties tightening their budgets, trying to make sure that they have enough funds to keep the county running. This program also helps counties get that van if they can't get it. You know, when you go up to your board and say that, you know, the van's going to cost you $30,000, we only need to come up with $26,000, you know, because we have another avenue to get that van along with our CVSO grants that we get from the Department of Veterans Affairs. You know, you get that money all in there and get different organizations that want to help donate, and it's great ways that we can get our veterans to the VA for their medical appointments.
And Alex, how long have you been making grants to the CVSOs?
Basically since inception. One of the first things we focused on with CVSOs was national and state training to make sure that they can do the absolute best job, make sure they've got the latest and greatest training. And really, this is an organization, again, that reflects a statewide impact. I mean, there's very few organizations that have a reach like CVSOs and have the impact that they have. So it's really been a wonderful partnership between MNV4V and the CVSOs.
And Jason, we've talked about that with you on the show before. You have a spring and a fall meeting, and a lot of what happens there is education to make sure that your county veteran service officers know about all the latest resources available to help our veterans.
Yep, we have our spring conference that the Department of Veterans Affairs puts on, and then our association conference in the fall. And you know, V4V being a partner with us has helped CVSOs be able to obtain that education, you know, and get the CVSOs to have the best knowledge possible.
Jason, we're just about out of time. It's great to hear that you have a great partnership with Veterans for Veterans Trust Fund.
We thank you for the time again, Tom.
All right. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
That was Jason Marquardt, the president of the Minnesota Association of County Veteran Service Officers and the Fillmore County Veteran Service Officer, talking about the grants that have helped them keep their van program in place and transport all our veterans to their medical appointments. And Don, once again, that's a program that the DAV, Disabled American Veterans, are buying vans. You're helping buy the vans. Pretty important to get our veterans when they can't drive back and forth to those medical appointments.
Oh, absolutely. One of the big ones we first started with was up the northwest corner of the state. Those counties are so sparsely populated that what we did was buy a bus that would would transport the veterans down to a central location, then our bus would bring those down to the medical center, so that we didn't have a bus running from clear up north of East Grand Forks or a van having to go all the way down to St. Cloud, for instance, or maybe down to Fargo. We try to have our bus save the miles on all their little buses. We did the same thing for up in St. Louis County, up in the area around Duluth. So it works great.
Don, we've heard some pretty good evidence today that with the MACV and with the Camp Ripley and with the County Veteran Service Officers, you guys are accomplishing your mission.
It's a mission statement that speaks a lot of power, and it's what we believe in, and it's what V for V stands for. Yes, sir.
And Alex, it certainly sounds like you've worked with a lot of organizations, a lot of nonprofits around Minnesota.
Well, it's a pleasure. You don't always get a chance to work with an organization like this, and so it is a really big treat for us. And from a bank perspective, U.S. Bank is committed to veterans from leadership positions all the way down to products and services. So we consider it a privilege and an honor.
Alex, this has got to be one of your favorite projects to work on. You get to work with the DAV and the VFW, the American Legion, Purple Heart, all those guys on the board, and they're talking about giving away money to help veterans. Doesn't sound like work to me.
It's always a good time, yep.
All right, Alex, thanks for joining us today. And Don, we got about a minute left. You spent how many years now on the board of V4V?
I started when I was done being State Legion Commander in 2013. And so I'm still a new person on here. There are members of the board that were there when the island was sold, and some members from actually each one of the organizations have been on it. And it takes about 2 years on that board of directors before you start to even know what all is going on. It's so vast, and there's so many things that are being encompassed. But yet our mission statement is dignity for veterans, and it's what we are. It's what we are. It's what we stand for. And, Tom, I'd just love to have the opportunity to be able to do it.
So you've had a good time serving on that board, and you're going to stay for a bit?
That's up to my incoming State Legion Commander, but I do hope so.
Don, I want to thank you for driving in and joining us today so we could tell all our listeners about the Veterans for Veterans Trust Fund.
Thank you very much for the opportunity, Tom.
Thank you. That was Don Pancake and Alex Bachum from Minnesota Veteran for Veteran Trust Fund. We're just about out of time. Thanks for listening to this edition of Minnesota Military Radio. I'd like to thank our guests for joining us this week, Alex Bachum, Don Pancake, Major General Neil Leutold, Colonel Scott St. Salver, Jason Marquardt, Commissioner Larry Shelito of the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, and finally, Minnesota's Adjutant General, Major General Rick Nash. Please join us next week as we hear about the VA's latest outreach efforts and check in with Folds of Honor. That's coming up next weekend on this station or online anytime at MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com. I'm Tom Lyons, and I hope that you make a difference in someone's life this week.
Minnesota Military Radio is a production of iHeartMedia, the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, the Minneapolis VA, Beyond the Yellow Ribbon, and the Minnesota National Guard. Your host is Tom Lyons, founder and owner of Phelan Partners Limited, a merger and acquisition advisory firm. Tom is a life member of the American Legion, VFW, Vietnam Veterans of America, and the DAV. For podcasts and the latest updates, follow us at MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com.